Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Tainted and Tempted podcast. I'm your host, Asia. So yes, again, this is season 4, and it's Friday, and I hope everyone had a great week as I did. And I'm ready to recite and record my new podcast for the new week. So as you can see, I have a new artist with me here today. I'm going to let him introduce himself. But before we do that, I need you to stop what you're doing right now, and I need you to subscribe to my YouTube right now. And I need you to also add my Instagram, which is tainted_tempted_TV, and my business page on Facebook, which is tainted_tempted_podcast. Okay, so as you can see, I have a special guest with me here today. I'm gonna let him introduce himself, and we will jump right into the topic I have for today's show. So I have
Bobby Trailfigger.
Yes, Bobby Trailfigger, how you doing today?
I'm good, and yourself?
Okay, looking good, feeling good, ready for the new day?
That's a fact.
That's good, happy to hear it. So today's topic will be the Black Panther review. Now, have you seen Black Panther, the first one?
Yeah, it was a good movie.
Oh, my God, it was. Wakanda forever, yeah, right?
Forever.
It made you wish, like, is this a real land, yeah. Right? Yeah.
That's, everybody was wondering that.
Everybody was wondering, and it sold out so big. Marvel made a lot of money off that movie.
Yeah, they did.
They did.
I think that was one of the best movies that they came out with.
It was, and you know why? Because it's all black people. That's why.
That's a fact.
Yes, so are you planning to see Black Panther 2?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, yes, you have to see. I've seen it this weekend, this following weekend, and it was really good.
Really good?
It was really good. I don't want to say too much on my show, because I want other people to view it as well, and I want you to view it too. Yes.
Is it a must-see?
It's a must-see. It's a definitely, and it'll make you feel lightened. It'll make you, it's a thrill, it's a thriller, it's everything and more.
Okay, I can't wait to catch that.
Yeah, yes, you would. Okay, so Black Panther 2, it earned $180 million at the box office the weekend it came out.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
That is. And it feels good that we earned so much. I feel like I earned that.
Right.
Don't you feel like that too?
Yeah, our people came up on that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's our people. They came out and did it. It's like, wow, we came up. And that was just for the weekend. Just imagine the month.
Right. Or just think about all the short aspect, like the week.
Exactly. Right. What they can earn, right? Oh, yes. So little kids all over the world were crushed when Chadwick Boseman died. Do you agree about that?
You know, like, we really don't get that many superheroes that's black. So to see a person that's black, you know, and them to have that power as a superhero, give them something to look up to. So,
yeah.
Like, with him being gone, you know, it's crushing.
It crushed every little kid's dream,
right.
Especially all the little kids that just wanted to see Wakanda forever, wanted to see the movie. Oh, my God,
right.
I know. It crushed me, too.
Yeah.
It crushed everybody. I think it crushed the whole community, the African-American community, you know? Chadwick Boseman, and he did a lot of movies. He was playing a lot, and he was still sick.
He was sick, and nobody knew.
Oh, my God.
Even one of the speeches that he gave, it was like he was telling but wasn't saying too much.
Sad story. And he died doing what he loved, and that was acting.
It was.
Yeah. So little kids all over the world were crushed, you know? They were really crushed. But, you know, the way they did it in Black Panther 2 really idolized Chadwick Boseman. They did a good job with it. I just wish they would have showed more footage of him, you know, because they did say he did record a lot of Black Panther 2 before he passed away, but maybe it just didn't fit the way it needed to be. The directors, you know, maybe it just didn't fit. I don't know. But, okay. Do you feel like Black Panther opened people's eyes to the African heritage more?
Yeah, I believe so. I put it on like a main platform that everybody can see, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even people that was probably left in the dark to our heritage or really didn't know too much about us, it was able to get a little glimpse.
Yeah, because everything about our heritage is a joke. Africans, it's a joke. Everybody laughs about it. They say we stink. They say this. They say that. And I feel like Wakanda Forever, once that movie came out, when Black Panther first came out, that changed a lot of heritage. That changed our heritage for real. And, you know, it opened my eyes to the African heritage, and that's why I went to go get my ancestry, my DNA,
right. Check
that out, went to see who I was, you know, connected with, and I don't want to say it on a podcast because, you know, that's my personal business, but, you know, it made me feel like I need to be connected to something.
That process,
you know?
Sound dope.
Yeah, and I felt like, and it really, I want to inspire other people to do it as well. You know?
Yeah, because I haven't did mine, so me just hearing you say that, that's why I said that. That
yeah, but some people are still, like, bashing it because they saying, like, it's the government conspiracy to try to get our DNA so they can clone us. This is what I'm hearing, But it's like every time we get our eyes on something that we want to do that's going to benefit us, we always get it. We always get bashed for it. You know, it's always a negative comment. And it's like a lot of people is shying away from getting their DNA. But I feel like it's best to get your DNA because you need to know who you are. You know our history.
Right.
You know, we don't know who we connected to. We don't know that. So getting this DNA really helps us in that way.
It does. It does in some way. You get to really see where you came from or maybe some of your ancestors. So it's dope.
Your ancestors find out. You know, my grandmother is related to Billie Holiday. You know, the famous singer Billie Holiday. Yes, yes. I love that, you know. And that's why it is kind of like vocalist in my family. Like everyone loves to sing or just do something in the media or the arts. And it makes sense because our family background, Billie Holiday, you know. Okay. So, yeah. So, another movie that is creating a buzz is the Till movie. Will you watch it?
Of course, I like movies that'll put me on the history, especially like things I probably don't know too much about. Mm-hmm. So you get certain insight, because some movies you could say like they probably won't be all the way 100% true, but they do put a lot of facts in there. So
it's something we gotta see regardless. You know, even the story about Emmett Till, the documentary was devastating. I was scared. I was scared watching that. Once I seen his face and what they did to him, and
yeah, it was crazy because it was like, you know, like not only was he black, but he didn't deserve that as a human being. So like that's just wild. Like,
why would they do that? You know, he was underage. He wasn't even an adult.
It's wicked times.
Wicked. I'm so glad we wasn't born in those times. You know, and it's sad to hear the stories, but still, I'm so glad we wasn't born in those times because white people did whatever they wanted to do to us. And just got away with that shit like it was nothing.
It's true.
It's devastating.
It's kind of like now, like if you don't, I say have a voice or you don't stand up to certain things, that could possibly still happen.
Or if you don't have a camera to record the whole thing.
That's a fact.
They'll get you.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, I haven't seen the Till movie yet. I am going to see it, but I'm kind of waiting a little bit because, I don't want to see the footage of Emmett Till again. But I'm hearing the Till movie is more about his mother. It's a documentary about his mother and what his mother went through to go through, you know.
Like her side of
the story. Yeah, her side of the story, basically. So, but I don't know. I'm still hearing that. It just came out last month. Okay. So it's still in the movie theaters.
Still fresh.
Yeah, still, you know what I'm saying? But, it's a must-see. It's a must-see. Just like this, a movie that is out with Kyrie Irving and what he talked about.
On Amazon.
Yeah, he boosts the Negroes. Wake up Black America. You know, that's another one that's buzzing right now.
That one's buzzing.
Yeah. Definitely. Did you watch it?
No, I didn't catch it yet.
I
got to fit it into my schedule, but
me too.
I definitely got to watch it to see why Kyrie was banned from the NBA right now, or suspended, should I say.
You know that movie has some truth in it behind it.
It got some truth in it, but it was like, while it was all the uproar with Kyrie, you know, like, saying what he said, but it's on Amazon, but nobody cared it was on Amazon.
Until he said something, right?
Right. So it gotta be some truth in it.
It is, it is. And we need to wake up because when you really look at it, we black people, we are the ones to buy all the liquor stores, to buy all the sneakers, buy all the clothes, but we don't buy out the truth.
We don't buy shit. We don't invest in shit that we need to invest in.
Yeah, this real stuff that's going to benefit us, beneficial things. We don't do that. It's like, so that's why they don't want us to wake up, because if we wake up, they going to lose money in the media.
Yeah, because we
we make the media. We are the ones. You know what I'm saying?
We make everything go around.
Exactly. And it's like, come on. Kyrie Irving really put it on the platform to watch that movie. And I'm going to watch it, too. I'm going to watch it. And there's a lot of black movies that's coming to the forefront now that we could watch. A lot of our black actors is finally getting movies. Oh, my God. It feels so good just to see black actors on the TV screen.
Yeah.
You know, instead of the white people, you know. Not to say the white people can't act, but, you know, I want to see our people.
Yeah, like, compared to how it used to be back in the day, like, it was very selective few. Like, that was all on TV. Like that.
Yeah, the certain black actors, like Denzel Washington, what else? They used to pick Derek Luke, Halle Berry.
But it was like, Denzel didn't get his recognition until he was actually, like, play Training Day.
Training Day.
Yeah.
He played the bad guy.
Once he played the bad guy, he got the, you know, the awards and the recognition.
Same thing with Halle Berry. Once she showed, I think I heard she showed the something. Monster Ball. Yeah, yeah, she showed something, and
she basically did her thing with what's his name, Billy Bob Thornton, I think, in that movie.
Yeah, yeah. I never seen that movie.
Yeah, I saw that movie.
Oh, and that's how she got her Oscar.
Yeah.
You see, but it kind of changed now because Viola Davis. Do you know Viola Davis?
Yeah, How to Get Away with Murder.
Yes, she is the best. The
movie with Denzel.
Fences. Yes, she got an Oscar and she deserved that. That was hands down.
I love her as an actress. You know,
she is good. Did you see her movie The Woman King?
Mm-mm.
Oh, that's a must see. You gotta see that. All black actors as well. Yeah, that's a must see. The Woman King. What else? How to Get Away with Murder, you already viewed.
Yeah.
And she did other movies. Dow. She had little small roles, but she never got her recognition until she started with How to Get Away with Murder. And then the movies just kept following. And another good actress is Kerry Washington.
Yeah, she is.
From Scandal. Yeah, she's a good actress. I love her. People always used to tell me I looked like her back in the days. So, yeah. Okay, so are you glad that we have more black movies to relate to?
Yeah. Like, I think it's been that way, though, since the 90s, depending on what you're watching. Like, with John, you know, Singleton and Boys in the Hood and movies like that, you was able to connect. You saw what was happening outside your window on TV, so it was dope.
Exactly. But now we have different movies. It's not always the gangster, slave, master movies. It's different kind of movies that we could be like,
like, we superheroes now.
Yeah, like, we doing good things. You know, we was always put in this bad category. You know, and that's why we never won them Oscars. I feel like the Oscars is not made for black people anyway.
A lot of things, even the Grammys, but we ain't going
to... That's another conversation for another time, right? Yeah, tell me about it. So, we have a lot of black actors, but Hollywood sticks to certain ones. Like we just said, Denzel Washington, Halle Berry... Viola Davis. But you know, do you agree with that? Do you feel like the Hollywood sticks to certain ones, or?
Yeah, I feel like it's a certain group that they look for first. Unless you like blow the roof off the house type of thing. You know, like, but other than that, I feel like people do need a fair chance, like these new actors, like Amari Hardwick, right, from Power.
Oh, yeah.
It took him a little minute to get his break, I've been watching movies with him. He's always been a good actor.
He always been a good actor, yeah. He has, actor, et cetera. He has, yeah. So do you feel like black movies get the recognition we deserve?
I can say it's starting to turn the tide to where it's like that now.
Okay.
They used to, I say, like, they like the writers and the stories, especially, like, when it comes to, like, the gangster stuff, but we just now really starting to, I say, like, elevate that way to certain different roles, different movies, the way they write in. So things are turning
around. Yeah, you know, we are. I feel like we need to win more Oscars.
Yeah.
We have more movies like Straight Outta Compton. That was a good ass movie.
It was.
It wasn't bad. It was, but no. Was that nominated? No. I don't think they were even in the
category. I don't even think it was in the conversation, no.
Yeah. And Jada Pinkett Smith started a rally up about that because Will Smith wasn't nominated until the Serena and Venus Williams movie.
Yeah.
So she started something about that too. You know, it's things out there that's about that, about people saying that about us not winning Oscars, but I don't know. You know, the Oscars is not made for us, like we said.
It's, the Oscars or the Grammys?
Yeah, the Grammys either. You know, it's like, you know, I still don't understand why Nicki Minaj didn't win a Grammy.
She still hasn't won one to this day.
No, Cardi B has won a Grammy, but Nicki Minaj didn't win none. I don't think Lil' Kim got... No, I think Lil' Kim got a Grammy. Kim got a Grammy?
Possible.
It sounds about right, but you never know.
I don't know if she got it on her own or was it like a group effort. Like,
that's how we get them Grammys too. Always a feature. It's never alone.
you gotta be Aubrey Graham.
Yep. Okay, so Bobby Trilfinger. So we met at a pop-up shop.
Correct.
And you were performing and you did a great job.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Yes, you did. And I wanted you to come on board to Tainted and Tempted Podcast.
Exactly.
Yes, and bless my audience with your goodness. So tell me about yourself, Trofica.
First of all, I just wanted to get this out real quick.
Okay.
Your dogs, what's up?
Bronx in the building. Yes, yes, yes. So tell me about yourself, Bobby Jones.
I'm from the Bronx. Call me.
Bronx in the building.
Yeah, Bronx in the building. You know, yes. From the Bronx, but I actually was born in Harlem. You know, but okay. Raised in the Bronx.
Same.
I just, you know, I started rapping probably like when I was like 16. I say like really 16. I would say my age now, but that's not none of your business.
Yeah. But, I hear that.
Nah, but just started when I was 16. I started taking it serious when I was about 19. I actually started like wanting to put out mixtapes and things like that, but it wasn't really like on no platforms really, you know, like just more like a local type of thing. Mm-hmm. Just get my buzz up locally and things of the sort. Started performing, going to a lot of places, you know, networking, meeting people. Mm-hmm. And that wound up taking me, I think, to Atlanta. I went out there and performed for, you know, like Outkast, Big Boy from Outkast, and Stankonia Studios out there.
What? Yeah. Really? You met them? Yeah, what?
It was a dope experience.
They are talented.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they're one of the best. I honestly say that. I fuck with Andre 3000 a lot.
Yeah, Andre 3000 is the one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he got it. Okay. Yeah, Atlanta was dope. Like, I'm just really trying to take the rap thing to the next level now, you know, like, seriously, like, got everything dropping probably like on Apple Music or, you know, everywhere, Spotify, everywhere, and probably like the next month.
You're gonna have some more music to stream.
Yeah, I got a lot of music in the stash. I've just been waiting to flood y'all.
Okay, that's the best way to do it.
Yeah, so you flood. Stay consistent, you know, you just dropping videos, everything just more consistent because everybody got to. You call that a short attention span nowadays. Mm-hmm. You know,
like, everything's fast, quick pace, yeah.
One song to the next within a couple songs in a week, they forgot about you already.
Yeah, because there's so many artists trying to do the same thing, yeah.
And everything happening so fast, so it's like you got to keep up.
That's true. So what got you started in music?
I always loved music, but I think it was like more or less me being a clown when I was younger, like making fun of songs or like, you know, like how you do your little remakes or say make a, you know, like
okay.
That's how I first started. But then like my bros, like my rap label was Top Dollar. So shout out to E-Pool and one of my other bros I used to chill with. They used to rap first.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, we used to be probably like in my room or something, smoking and they rapping and I joined just playing around. And like, oh, that was hot. I'm like,
that's how it all starts, yeah.
And he's like, oh, keep going. And I kept going, like, and I got serious with it and just started making music just genuinely, like, without even, like, you know, like, because they doing it, I'm just waking up, song in my head, just calling right to
wow.
The beat. So, yeah, it just became real different for me.
And
just
look at you now.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. So, who gave you your rap name?
Actually, my first rap name was,
what's your rap name again?
My rap name right now is Bobby Trofigure.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, my first rap name was Young Bastard. And then I changed that because I felt it was a little too vulgar.
Yeah, it is. It was.
But then I had the Top Dollar, you know, as the record label, the team. So then I changed my name to Mr. Dollar Sign. But then Top Dollar Sign came out and kind of spelled the name the same way. So
that's smart you did that, yeah.
I had to figure something else out. So, you know, like, everybody on Instagram was, like, taking these names, like, people names, mm-hmm. but, like, switching and flipping it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for instance, I saw, like, you know, Tommy Hilfiger. I was wearing a lot of Tommy Hilfiger at the time. So, I'm like, my name is Bobby. So, I'm like, Bobby Trailfigure. I made that as my Instagram name. And it was kind of hot. So, then I used it as my rap name. So, that's how I came about, to be
that's
honest.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So, do you write your own music?
Of course.
Oh. Yeah.
You know, you grew up with that 90s music, you gotta like write your own bars, how they say when you rap.
Do you ever get writer's block?
Yeah, there's times when I feel like I can't focus and be me, you know, like mm-hmm. we all still got lives and problems, so like
things come about, yeah. Block us, but then our attention comes back to yeah. it eventually.
I get back to work eventually.
Mm-hmm. Same here, I know what you mean. Okay, so do you have anyone in the rap game you idolize?
It's a couple of artists I like. Like, I mean, I was like Wayne for his work ethic. Like,
Lil Wayne is dope.
I like the way he worked. Like, it's not really too many people like that. In the stories that I hear from Tupac, like about Tupac.
Okay.
Like, he'll just record, come in the studio, record like 5 songs. That's certain things that have me like enamored. So like when I go in the studio, that's all I'm worried about, just working. Like the fun and everything comes in between time, like, you know, pop a bottle, smoke a blunt, but I'm just worried about going in there and go record.
Get the right. Yeah. Okay, okay. I like that. Okay. Do I have anybody to rap with? No, let me stop. I don't rap, so I don't. Let me stop. Okay.
What about in our own media?
Let me see. Oprah Winfrey.
Okay.
Yes, I would love to be on the Oprah Winfrey show, even though it's not on anymore. But just anything working with Oprah, I would love it.
That would be dope.
Yeah, yeah. That's the lady I want to work with. Yeah. Okay, so do you have any celebs that you would like to work with?
It's a few, but I think the one that, because like my voice, everybody keep telling me like I sound like Jay-Z when I rap. So I think that'd be like freaky a little bit, but it'd be alright. Like when I say freaky, I mean like we sounded like on the song, but it'd be dope.
Okay, so Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, all right, okay, Jay-Z is good. Okay, so do you find yourself ever getting discouraged some days? Like, it's so many people doing the same thing as you want to do, and do you find yourself ever getting, like, giving up? Like, it's too much
to stay on top? I say it's days you wake up when you don't feel like doing what you need to do. I'll put it that way. Mm-hmm. I won't necessarily say give up. But it's been, I'll probably say a time in my life, or I'll be honest, like, if I thought about stop rapping.
Like, yeah.
Like, yeah, but I think I wasn't, like, just thinking clear, probably. Mm-hmm. Because, like, it's a lot that come with the industry, or even putting in the work to get where you need to be. So, like, sometimes that shit can get frustrating, especially when you still got real life problems and real life things going on, or money that need to be coming up with, you know. You can't always give your craft your all until you, like, you gotta find some way to just wind up doing
it. Balance the two.
Yeah.
Shoot. That's how I see it. You gotta find a way to balance the two, because then you be so focused on not pursuing your dream, you be so focused in something else, you know. You gotta balance the two so you could be in your dream, and, you know, so your 9-to-5 that you work in, you could wind up quitting that one day because you want your dream. You know what I'm saying? You want to make it like that. So, it happens.
Sometimes you get caught up in doing, like how you said, like your 9-to-5 and stuff like that. You forget about the focus you got to give your dream.
Because you get off, you're so tired, you come home, you don't want to put effort in your dream because you're doing somebody else's dream, you know? So you got to learn how to balance too. Sometimes it's best if you cut your hours down, but then again, if you got rent, if you got bills, it's a whole big game out there. But sometimes you just got to work hard, you know? You got to put 8 hours in at work and 5 hours in your dream, you know?
Sacrifice.
Yeah, you got to sacrifice. Then that's how you want to get to the top, you know? Same thing here. I work a 9-to-5, but I'm still here doing my podcast. This is my season 4, you know? I'm trying to go to the top with this, baby.
You are going to the top.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I'm trying to make this a big thing, you know? I really, you know, put my all and my effort into this. This is my baby right here, and I'm going to school for it, so... Okay. Yes, making it happen. Yes. Okay. So where can we find your music?
I say in the next month, it'll be everywhere. But right now, you could catch me like on YouTube. I say SoundCloud. What else? I think I got like 2 songs on Apple Music, but not a lot.
Okay.
But everything is happening.
Okay. All right, good. So if you had the chance to advise a younger kids with dreams and aspirations to become musicians or artists, what would you say to them?
Invest in yourself. That's number one. I feel like you have to invest in yourself. That's something I caught on to like a little late. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, when you first start doing shit and you hear, you probably sometimes think your deal or whatever is gonna fall out the sky. Mm-hmm. Like, a few nice things are gonna fall out the sky.
Yeah.
It don't always work like that. You gotta put that work in. Like, just even the days when you don't want to, you gotta roll out of bed and still do what you gotta do. Like, because you never know when that break is coming, or what that day is, that opportunity, but you didn't feel like getting up or making this move or doing that. Mm-hmm. Now you just, and sometimes you don't
miss your opportunity. You don't get to. That's true. And there's so many young kids right now just looking at us, looking at the things that we're doing and are inspired by what we're doing as well. You know, some of the kids are doing what they want to do. They, you know, they think they got it all, but they need to look at the other ones that was before them to understand the game. Because if it wasn't for them, you wouldn't be where you're at right now. If it wasn't for Nas, Jay-Z, who else, Lil Wayne, it wouldn't be DaBaby. It wouldn't be, who else, Lil Uzi. It wouldn't be all these celebrities out here nowadays. You know, same thing with Lil Kim, Foxy Brown. It wouldn't be a Nicki Minaj, Cardi B. But now it's all these other rap artists that I can't even keep up with now.
The new generation of drill. The drill.
Yeah, we got Ice Spice. Mm-hmm. Right, we got Black. No. Dream Doll. Mm-hmm. Who else we got? I can't even keep up. And some other ones. It's China Doll. Oh man, it's some other artists, and then it's artists from Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah, a lot of people be like industry plants, though. You know, like they just come push the agenda about certain music. That's really it.
And you know what's a good artist that's really need to be put out on the mainstream? Masego.
Okay.
You ever heard of him? That Tattoo song, Tato? Oh, you gotta hear that song. I'm gonna play it for you. That song is nice. They need to put him mainstream because for some reason they're keeping him as a YouTube artist.
Okay.
They're not putting him on the radios or nothing, or the videos mainstream or nothing. But he is blowing up on YouTube, but give him some more credit, you know? Right. He has some more to explore. Oh man.
He's gonna probably have to do what they used to do back in the day, like run down on a radio station or something.
And do something, right? Yeah, because he's very talented. There's a lot of people that's very talented that don't get the same exposure as these other artists do, right?
It's reasons why.
It's reasons why. It is. Well, thank you so much, Bobby Trailfinger, for coming on to my podcast, Season 4.
Thank you for having me for Season 4.
Yes. So, everyone, thank you so much for tuning into my podcast. If you would just stop what you're doing and like, share, and subscribe, that would be greatly appreciated. In the meantime, add my Instagram, which is tainted_tempted_TV, and my business page, which is tainted_tempted_podcast, so you can view all my updates and more. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.